Grace and peace be yours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God, which will serve as the basis for this brief meditation, is recorded for us in the Epistle of 2 Peter, chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And when the heavens will pass away with a loud, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and the works that are in it will be found. Since all these things are to be dissolved in that fashion, what sort of persons ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, through which the heavens will be kindled and dissolved and the elements melt with fire. But according to his promise, we wait for the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you wait for these, be zealous to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. I often note that the members of the seminary community are fully participant in a particular aspect of religious Americana, having, as so many do these days, bumper stickers on their cars reflecting their religious affiliations. As we go down the street to Rogers or to Kelch's Pharmacy, we are told that Jesus loves us, that the person driving ahead of us is sorry about our God, but his is still living, and that if we love Jesus, we should honk. About a year ago, I was forced to a stop at a red light or a railroad crossing, I've forgotten which, and indeed the car ahead of me had a bumper sticker which said, "Honk if you love Jesus." Well, I had nothing better to do. So I honked my horn. At which the driver in the car ahead rolled down his glass, stuck out his head, looked back, and yelled at me, "Watch your hurry, you darn fool!" There may be an Advent message in this for us. Namely, that if you're going to wear a badge, you better be ready to live up to it. That's, I think, precisely the message of that text. You wait for the consummation of the age. You better live up to it. Because the householder is going to come back. And the judgment will be determined on what he finds. Indeed, this word to find is used twice in this text. It's used also, of course, in the famous parable concerning the wise steward who is left as head of the house while the householder goes away. What will the householder find when he comes back? You better find, says our text, people who are waiting in lives of holiness and godliness. He speaks about the very cleansing of the universe. These words for fire and melting are not stoic analogies, saying that this whole universe is simply going to disappear. This is God's good creation, after all. The final denouement of God's work will be a cleansed and refined, purified earth in which righteousness dwells, says Peter. If you're going to wait for the Lord, and that, of course, is the message of Advent, you better wait in such a way that you are in accord with that final end. You better be purified. You better be refined. We know now then, if that be the case, that this waiting of Advent is not a lethargic waiting. It's a waiting of action, a waiting of doing, a waiting indeed of being about God's business. For we are holy in that we are in Christ holy. Godly in that we are in Christ godly. And that Lord of ours is no lethargic Lord, but one who comes, one who preaches, one who is about the Father's business, about the Father's will. The message of Advent, wait for the Lord, for he will come. That Lord who in his death and his resurrection brought about already the end in that he rose from the dead and bestows upon us his Spirit. We have been baptized into his death and resurrection. We have been made holy. We have been made righteous in God's sight. Christian waiting, as we look for the coming of the Lord, must be then a waiting in which active lives are spent in such a way that that redemption is shown forth. Such a way that God finds his own. And if we remain in Christ, he will find us. For as the Bible says, the Father and the Son are one. The message of Advent, very simple then, remain steadfast in Christ in the true faith, in constant repentance, in hope, and in active charity. And when the dross of the earth is melted away, and the pure creation of God stands in righteousness, you too and I will stand forth in splendor, there no more being the blackness of sin, but the whiteness of the Lamb, which is by God's grace ours. May you stand steadfast in the true faith to life everlasting. Amen.